this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. Today we are joined by a singer who's obviously well-known all around the globe. She's no stranger to the charts. She's no stranger to you or I. And, of course, on The Voice of America, we've been playing all of her music all the time. And she has a new song that's out now, and we're going to be talking with her about her new album as well. Zara Larsson, welcome to The Voice of America.
Hi, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
And I guess you're all around the globe, and you're at home in Sweden right now.
That's true. I'm at home right now. I haven't been traveling that much this year or last year, but I quite enjoy it a bit, I have to say.
Mm-hmm. Now, you are no stranger to this business. You started, I believe, at 10. Well, actually, you became famous at 10 by winning a big major talent contest show that was on in Sweden.
Mm-hmm. Like kind of America's Got Talent, but the Swedish version of it. And I was on it because I wanted to be on like Idol or X Factor and all of that, but they had an age limit, which was like 16 or 13. And I couldn't wait that long to get on stage on national television. I wanted to do it now when I was 10. So, you know, Sweden's Got Talent was my only option, for a national crowd. So I did that, and luckily I won.
Yeah.
That was huge for me at 10, definitely.
Well, it's huge for anyone at any
of course, time. Yes.
You know, gigantic talent show like that. And
yeah.
You signed your first record deal at 13, I think, and then thereafter put out your first EP.
So, yep.
And since then, it's kind of been a whirlwind, and now you have Poster Girl, which is the new album, album number 3.
Mm-hmm.
And so I read that this album is more personal to you than some of the other stuff you've done. Well, tell me a little bit more about the songs and what went into making this particular record.
I feel like, you know, it's kind of hard to make an album. Honestly, it is. I released an album So Good. That was my first international album back in 2017, 4 years ago. And
about happy birthday to your album.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Yeah, 4 years.
It's so crazy that it's been 4 years, but it was really fun to do this album because it really felt like a project, and it felt like something that made sense in its entirety. Like when you listen to it, not that the songs sound alike, but they feel like they are related to each other in a way. A lot of it is about love. I feel like a lot of the songs that I sing are about love though. So this isn't necessarily like super unique, but the red thread is love. It's quite positive. It feels energetic. It feels like something you can dance to. And even if, you know, even the songs that doesn't have a positive lyrics per se, have a positive vibe. So when you listen to songs like Ruin My Life on the album, or you know, I Need Love, which is on the border to being desperate in a way, or Right Here, which is like, you don't give me attention, you just look at your phone or anything else that is more interesting than me, I don't feel sad. I kind of feel like I want to dance. So if anything, you are crying on the dance floor. But I feel like most of my songs in my career has been either, you know, kind of personal or just songs that I can relate to emotionally. And I think I talk about very universal things, such as love. You know, it's hopefully everybody felt that feeling. Everybody can relate to being in love or even like the heartbreaks and everything in between.
Right, right. You went through a heartbreak not too long ago. So now that the new album's out and there's a lot of songs about love, are we back in a better place?
We're back in love, baby.
We're back in love, baby. Mm-hmm.
I am. No, I'm super happy right now. And I also feel like, you know, as I said, I need someone. I have a song on the album and it's like, I don't need someone to be happy because I don't feel like I do.
Right.
But if I want someone, then go ahead. Or, you know, FFF, Falling for a Friend. That's what I did. It never happened to me before. It was really scary because when you know, when you have a friendship already existing with someone, then you could potentially lose a really good friendship.
Right.
In the way of, you know, are we going to do this? Are we going to have like a relationship? Or like, you know, even if we like kiss each other. Mm-hmm. It's like, is this going to be weird? Are we, you know, it's a lot on the line. And that was quite intense, but it did turn out to be my best relationship. I think right now I'm very happy. With just everything in life. Yeah.
Well, you got many reasons to be happy. I just saw where you've got 5 billion views, I think it is. 5 billion views of your videos and your music.
That's crazy. Yeah. Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you got a billion on Symphony alone. So, I mean.
True. That's, wow. But that, you know, like that number is so big that you can't even comprehend it. You can close your eyes and kind of imagine 1,000 people, even 10,000 people. But when it goes up to like 100,000, 200,000, 1,000,000 people, I can't picture 1,000,000 people in my head. 1,000,000,000? That's just it's just a crazy number. Like, I'm like, that's cool. I don't really understand that number in my head. You know, I'm like, that's a lot. I don't know. Like, it's astronomical. Not like, I can't comprehend it. I just don't know how to feel. You know what I mean?
Well, when you cash that check, then boom, you can comprehend it right there.
Yeah, but I very much appreciate everybody watching, everybody listening. You know, it's crazy to think that every single play or view is someone pressing that play button. And it could be the same person twice or 3 times or 5 times, but, you know, they still press that play button. That was pressed 1,000,000,000 times.
Well, like I say, have been doing music for a while, and you are so talented, and you have, you won 5, I think they're called Grammys, but that's the version back home.
The Swedish version, yes.
Yeah. It's still great. It still says Grammy, but.
It is.
Yeah, but.
I gotta come over to the American one.
Yeah, you can't walk on the streets in back home in Sweden. You just can't go outside.
You know what's so chill, and why I love growing up in Sweden? Nobody cares.
Really?
They're way too shy. First of all, we're quite antisocial.
Really?
So when the whole like stay 6 feet apart from each other, we were like, yeah, we're already doing that. Like, we don't have to change anything. We're very shy. We don't really talk to strangers. We don't go up to people that we don't know. We are respecting people's privacies. And like, that's just culturally how it is. Mm-hmm. If anything, I see a lot of people like whispering and pointing. But there's not that many of them who actually dare to walk up to me. Wow. and talk. Yeah, and every time they do, of course, I'm like, hi, you know, if they want to take a picture, let's take a picture. But it's culturally, it's so different from America. And it's really interesting to come to America and, you know, the U.S. and just see how the celebrity is so, you know, it's put on a pedestal, like just being a celebrity. You can like be a celebrity for being a celebrity, mm-hmm. especially in these times, you know, influencers and YouTubers, they're just being themselves and they're like famous for that. But it is definitely a cultural difference there. It's
not
quite interesting.
Has, because your mom was a nurse, maybe she still mm-hmm. is, I'm not sure, but
she still is. Yeah.
The COVID virus, how has that impacted your life? I mean, career wise, I know it's been difficult because,
of course,
you know, you're limited in what you can do now, but in terms of being around somebody who's in the medical world, you know, your mother, how are you feeling about all of that? How's that affecting you?
Well, it hasn't really been affecting me more than my work. I think, you know, having someone, who works in the hospital. I have a lot of my family, not only my mom, but like cousins and their boyfriends and girlfriends and wives and all of that who works in the medical field. And, I think it's really hard for someone to understand the seriousness of the situation if you don't see it. Mm-hmm. So when you're just sitting at home, like watching TV, going out to the supermarket to get groceries, you're like, I don't really think about it, you know, but then you have someone who can tell stories from inside of the hospital. And then you realize like, oh, wow, this is actually, you know, a serious thing. Like people are getting really, really sick. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the saddest part to hear that people are like passing away without being able to have the loved ones around them and that. But I'm never scared of my health. I'm scared that I could catch it and give it to like my grandma, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's been a weird year for everybody, not only artists. I think, you know, a big majority have had severe changes in their daily lives. And I just can't wait. I feel like we see the end. I feel like we see the light at the end of the tunnel, you know?
Yeah,
and I just can't wait for everything to, like, I just want to hug people. I just want to, like, go into a room and shake hands and not be like, shoot.
Right.
You know? I do kind of like the wave, though. I think that's quite cute. Like,
well, you get the elbow.
I hate the elbow. Please just wave. Just like a Japanese hello, you know, like, hi. I like that. Holy
So is there a tour coming up for you? Do you have some dates in mind, let's say? Because everybody's saying by Christmas, this should be behind us. And so.
Yeah, I hope so. We do have a semi-plan for a tour this Christmas, actually, in Scandinavia. But I really wanted to. I did my first tour in the U.S. not too long ago. And that's been like one of my goals. I have just have it on my bucket list, have an American tour, and it was amazing. I had such a good time. It's a really good crowd. The US crowd is really fun. So I would love to do that and play Poster Girl, of course. I haven't done that live. I did a live stream. That was really fun. But it's just something special about seeing like real faces in the audience and not just like a camera. But I don't really know. I mean, if it was up to me, I would have been out here like yesterday, but now, we'll just have to wait and see, but I'm ready. Like I'm ready to go.
And speaking of touring, you have been on stages in many, many different places, the Nobel Prize concert you performed at and in quite a few other places as well. Do you have any favorite places you like to go at? And what's the difference in the audience between, let's say, Sweden and somewhere else, America, wherever you go. Japan, I know they're very cool.
It's a lot. It's very different. I mean, I haven't actually played a show in Japan, but I heard a lot of artists who have been there. I talked to Ed Sheeran. I was with him on his tour in 2019. Mm-hmm. He said that they are so polite that they clap for like 3 seconds and then it's just silent. Like, they don't scream, they don't shout, you know, because they're being polite. Mm-hmm. And when you go to, you know, America, like even South America or North America, to show your appreciation is being loud. Like, you scream, you sing along to the songs, you clap your hands. Like, that's what I love. I love it when it gets a little rowdy and people, like, really get into it. But Swedish people are quite reserved, you know, like we are. And I feel like they might think like, oh, do I look weird if I sing along to the song really loud? While in both like North and South America, people don't, they don't really care. They're just there to have a good time. And as an artist, I have to say that I love that. That's what you want when you walk on stage. You want to see people have fun. You want to see people not care about anything and just like let loose.
Mm-hmm. And I understand also that people in foreign countries listen to the lyrics a lot closer than maybe here in America, but people really tend to pay attention outside of the country when you're performing.
Mm.
And for you, it must be great. They know your lyrics and they don't speak English, but they know every word to every song you sing.
I think that's amazing. Mm. I think it's insane. I mean, most of the places that I go to are English speaking countries. Mm-hmm. But I see here now in Sweden, I mean, Swedish people don't really do English music. They all sing in Swedish. Mm-hmm. I'm like the only one who, you know, have like a career and definitely like an international one who sings in, well, it's kind of hard to have an international one if you don't sing in English, but everybody just want to hear Swedish music. So I'm like, I'm definitely the odd one, I feel like, here in Sweden. Yeah.
Beautiful. And I love your music. And I understand that Britney Spears was very, she had a big part in you deciding what you wanted to do in your career.
I would say, I mean, I love Britney Spears, but I would say that my biggest idol growing up was definitely Beyonce. She is just my queen. she is my number one. And I think there's a reason why she's so well respected and still so relevant after, you know, how many years she's been in the industry. She's a very good example of someone who works hard and it shows. I feel like I have never gone and seen a live show at that level that Beyonce is giving me. Like, it's just, I just don't understand how she does it. Mm-hmm. And it blows my mind. And I think the longevity, mm-hmm. I think it's called longevity. The longevity is like a talent in itself. The fact that she's still around and she's doing all these amazing stuff. She was what inspired me to really put on a show. Like, I want to dance. I think dancing is such a big part of my artistry. Mm-hmm. And when I do live shows, I always dance a lot. I have at least a couple dance breaks. Mm-hmm. And now when I can perform. Sorry?
You studied ballet?
I did study ballet for a lot of years.
Yeah.
And I never wanted to be a ballerina, so I don't know why I did that. But I'm happy I did because it gave me a lot of discipline and it gave me a lot of body control. And I feel like it was a really good foundation to have in any sort of dance. Ballet is kind of the foundation. So, yeah, I mean, now I can't dance in front of people. So I just thought, I'm going to just start dancing in my videos. And that's what I did for Love Me Land and Talk About Love. They're way more dance and choreograph heavy than what I've done before. Mm-hmm. But I think it's really fun. And it's time for people to see that I love to do both.
That's great. And, you know, because you have such love for Beyonce, she seems to be doing collaborations these days. So, and I know that your new album, Poster Girl, you've got a number, Young Thug, I think, is one of your tracks, and you've got a collaboration. So let's get maybe Beyonce and Zara Larsson together.
Oh, gosh. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
I mean, if it was up to me, I don't know. I've said this before, and I think it's like Beyonce to me is kind of like the sun. I love her. I love to feel her warmth and her energy, but like I can't be too close to it and I can't stare at it. Then I'll hurt my eyes and I'll melt. I don't think I could handle having a song with, I don't think I could handle having a song with her. I think I'll just break down every time I would hear it. And that wouldn't be very cool, but I do love her. Mm. Well, I do love her.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't write it off. I think that, you know, definitely that something's going to happen in the future.
We'll see.
Acting, is that something you want to do? Because, I mean, you
know what?
Lovely. So do you want to do some acting?
Yeah, the older I get, the more I don't oppose that idea at all. And I think also the older I'm just really into the visual. And I think I've always been a very visual person. I love watching series. I love watching shows. I'm very into, you know, how directors are directing it, or like the DOP, like what it looks like in the frame and just everything around it. So I love movies. I love how to what makes a movie. And I think it will be interesting to also act in a movie. But I really want that script to be like, have nothing to do with music, have nothing to do with like, you're playing a pop star, you know. I don't want it to be that at all. I kind of want to be I would do like Ozark, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, give me the Mexican cartel, like give me drama, give me tears, give me that.
Give you, yeah. Ryan Reynolds. That's what you want.
Yes, exactly.
Zara Larsson is our guest here on The Voice of America. And I was looking. She's been nominated for 100-plus awards in her career, which, you know, I mean, is just taking off. The new album.
Yeah, we're just starting.
Just getting going. She's just getting
started. That's right.
And Poster Girl is the new album, and there's probably a tour coming up in the near future. Now, I did read somewhere, and I want to go back just a little bit. When you were born, you said, I was born dead. What? I mean, can you tell me about
that? Oh, my God, the drama, the dramatics of it all. I wasn't necessarily dead. I mean, I'm alive. But I was definitely blue, and I didn't scream, and I was my heart wasn't, I guess you could call it that, but I was revived. And, yeah, I just do a dramatic entrance. I want the attention. Hi. And I think I've been in situations like that a lot in my life where I'm like, oh, it's crazy that I'm alive, honestly. But I'm just also, I think it shows that I'm also very lucky. I have had some really good luck in my life. And I'm just trying to, you know, trying to work hard also to achieve my dreams. And I do think the harder you work, the luckier you'll get. Not that I worked hard in like the delivery room. I guess I did somehow, but you know, I think you can apply the luck to like other things, but I think I am a very lucky person. You know, the fact that I am able to live off of my dream. I am living my dreams. Like I've always said I wanted to be a singer and I am. I travel the world. I get to write really good songs. I get to hang out with people I look up to. So I consider myself a lucky person for sure.
Now, why did you call the album Poster Girl?
I have a track called Poster Girl on there, which is like a love song. And when I just heard the track, I think it's very hard to be creative when it comes to the album title for some reason. I mean, I named my first album that was released in Sweden One, like, so creative. And I named the second So Good because I thought it was so good. And I think I just looked at the list and I saw Poster Girl. And I had this image in my head where I'm sitting on my bed, like no makeup, eating noodles that I always do. Like looking at my phone, you know, and over my head on the wall, there's a huge picture of me, but like the pop star me. Very glamorous, very like done up, you know, and it was kind of a nod to the girls that, or the women that I've had on my walls growing up, like Britney, Christina Aguilera, Beyonce, all of the people that I even had some Green Day on there, but you know, all the girls. And I think, you know, it's crazy if, what if I'm on someone's wall? Like right now, you know, and I think it was also a little, you know, it's two parts of who I am. I am very glamorous and I love a good show and I love the extra, the glamour, the glitter, but I also am just a normal girl who sits in her bed and eat noodles. So yeah, it was a good, but then the whole cover was a little bit more glamorous than that, which I love because, you know, we like glamour. Mm-hmm. But it was just what I saw, and I just really like that track. I think also you can be a poster girl for whatever you want. Mm-hmm. I hope that I'm a poster girl for really good pop music. And maybe, well, in Sweden, for sure, but I should also start, you know, I used to run a blog. I used to write a lot about feminism. Mm-hmm. Would love to be a poster girl for that. For just strong girls and, you know, whatever you want it to be.
Mm-hmm. What advice do you have for young girls? Because you are such a role model.
Oh, what advice do I have? I would say to surround yourself with people, like go where you're loved. You know, I think that's a really good tip because nobody is an island. And, you, especially when you're young, like you just need people to lean on sometimes and who can uplift you. I think that's very important. And people who you feel like you can, who you just fit in with, not because you're trying, just because they accept you. And also to be accepting of others and, I mean, it's hard being a young person in this world. Just follow people that you feel inspired by because we spend a lot of time on social media. So follow people that you feel that make you happy, and makes you feel good. And, also, yeah, don't forget that this is the real world, not that. And to just, I don't know. Be kind to yourself. Mm-hmm. I wasn't very kind to myself when I was a teenager. I was also not kind to my parents, but, I think it comes a time where you like, I don't know. It's beautiful. I think it's so beautiful to be 23 and realize that my parents are just people who like fell in love when they were younger and they just had me. I don't know. It's a whole lot. I think just be kind. I think that's like my ultimate answer.
And you'll never know how much your parents love you till you become a mom. When that
I bet. But now I'm 23. I'm like, oh my God, like I just have this huge, cause you grow up and you see your parents, and you're like, they are literally gods. Like they know everything. And then you reach a level of like 13, 14 and you realize they don't know anything. They're right. Embarrassing. Everything they say is wrong. Right. And then you like reach the final step where you're like, oh, they're just people like me. Mm. Or like I'm like them. I think that's beautiful.
Well, you are beautiful, Zara Larson.
Thank you very much.
What a pleasure. I've been trying to get you on the show for a long time, and I'm glad.
Yay, we made it.
Finally able to have you. When you come to D.C., when this all clears and you are here, please come into our studio.
I would love to have you
on the show. You're an inspiration. You're a pleasure to talk to. And, of course, so talented. And Poster Girl's the name of the new album. Congratulations on the new album. Give us some of your favorite songs to be listening to.
My personal favorites are Need Someone, Poster Girl, and FFF.
Well, thank you so much. Zara Larson is our guest today on Border Crossings. Poster Girl is the name of her brand new album. Please get a copy of the album. Zara Larson, she'll be coming to the United States and the rest of the world on tour the rest of the year. Hopefully we'll have her back. Thank you for watching. My name is Larry London, and this is Border Crossings.